The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andy Hollingworth, CEO of Tuple, T-O-O-P. Andy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, and you've released a trading update, and we're going to get into that. Got some questions there to ask you about that. Before we do, as always, if someone doesn't know what Tuple's about, can you explain what the business is, please, Andy?
Yeah, certainly. Tuple PLC are a dedicated telecoms company serving the UK small business market. That's in excess of 250,000 UK small businesses that we serve, from a mixture of simple data connectivity into offices or into homes, through large hosted voice over IP platforms that cover multitudes of sort of national premises across the UK.
Excellent stuff. Okay, now, early in the year, you made an acquisition. Can you give us a brief overview of that business, if you could, Andy, again?
Yeah, DMSL offers sort of a portfolio of business services and products to, you know, way over 250,000 UK small businesses, and it's been established for now over 20 years. All of their products and propositions are designed to deliver collaboration and driving UK businesses to communicate better, and as importantly, to communicate more cost effectively, literally wherever the employee chooses to work from. They have a significant partner channel of over 100 IT and telecoms specialists across the UK, delivering their services, their support and consultancy across the complete range of the DMSL products. The portfolio of products and services is extensive, from single phone line to multi-site hosted VoIP platforms and full data center connectivity. They are the longest established BT Premier partner, but at the same time, they remain carrier agnostic for the customer, depending on the customer's requirements, location, speed of delivery, and bandwidth requirements of the customer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And explain, you know, what you've achieved since the acquisition then, if you could, Andy.
Yeah, we did a complete review of the wider group and commenced an integration to deliver one group and one company. And we've reorganized the group into four main brands: Tuple.com, which we all know, DMSL.co.uk, broadbandandphones.co.uk, and checkthatcompany.co.uk. As part of the review, our initial due diligence and acquisition rationale was to deliver £600,000 worth of in-year savings. We then subsequently upgraded that through our interim results to the market, and we revised that upwardly to a figure of £960,000 worth of annual savings that would be delivered through the integration and the synergies that were identified. And today, we're giving further guidance to raise that annual saving from 960,000 to an annual saving through the integration and the synergies of £1.6 million worth of in-year savings and synergies.
Yeah, it's a big chunk there. So you say between synergies and savings, but how do you actually achieve this? What do you do?
Well, I think what we ought to do first is just recap on why you embark on M&A. And there should be three key drivers. Number one is scale. Number two is skill set. And number three is synergies. Not all acquisitions tick all three boxes. But in the case of DMSL, it actually ticked all of the three boxes. And as we rapidly deployed the integration of the two businesses, it became evident that there were significantly more opportunities within the skill set of the people within DMSL that allowed us to drive the integration further. We were therefore able to materially change our headcount assumptions. We were able to drive further supply chain savings than originally thought and expected. But I caveat that with saying we need to be really clear. You know, we are going to deliver from today £130,000 a month of savings. But that's not savings at all cost. you know, the business is still well structured, and is structured now as one company going forwards. And the structure that we've put in place, despite the material cost savings, fully supports the growth ambitions of the business.
I see. And you mentioned this is set to transform the cash position. Explain that if you could, Andy.
Well, DMSL in particular has a history of being a cash generative business. Coupled with the 1.6 million of annual savings that we will realise from today and have been realising over the last 30 days, then the company's anticipated timeline to profitability and cash generation is being materially accelerated. The company now has a multitude of diverse revenue streams. So historically, the Tuple business continually consumed working capital for every single customer that it bought on board and it had won. And it waited for gross profit sort of in the second year of the contract. Now we're able to drive customer growth and customer growth where we receive upfront immediate gross profit. So you've got a number of things. You've got the history of DMSL being a cash generative business. You've got £1.6 million worth of annual savings that we will realise from today, and a complete transformation of the trading of the Tuple business, where from day one we can make upfront gross profit of customers that we acquire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent start. And you mentioned there you're expecting a decline in headline revenues in the short term. Can you tell us more about that, please, Andy?
We're dedicating the focus of all of our activity on purely margin-enhancing customers, both directly and obviously through the channel partners. That underpins the strategy of acceleration to transform our cash position over the next 12 months. And of course, you know, we'll update the investors as we get to our end-of-year results, and we look forward to it, in December of this year.
Yeah. And do you know what? Last 6 months has been, you know, transformational for so many businesses, from positive to negative. How has, Tuple seen the business in the lockdown periods? How have you dealt with that and coped with it? And what's the overall effect then, Andy?
Well, clearly the wider trading environment remains what I would say somewhat subdued for the moment, as most businesses deal with the COVID impact. As a board, we continually monitor the situation, and we have to respond accordingly in line with the government guidelines. Protect our staff, protect our people, protect our customers. But despite this, I would argue that actually as a sector, we've traded through lockdown as robustly as we could possibly trade. And that's because if you think about what's happened with lockdown, data connectivity has become significantly important. You know, the new world forces people, you know, to work from home. And for sure, many businesses, you know, are still not operating today, and some are unlikely to come back again. But while people are being forced to work from home, then that puts an even greater demand on their data connectivity and their bandwidth requirements, where households now are accommodating three times or four times people in a working day working from home. They need more speed, they need more bandwidth. So our sector has a purpose to play in what is a challenging environment. But if I look at it and summarise it, I think we've performed satisfactorily through lockdown, but our trading in August returned to more normal conditions as many businesses emerged and they reviewed their critical expenditure on things like IT and telecoms. And if you then look at our order intake for August, actually we finished August in the DMSL B2B business, which is the key business. Our orders were 14% up August 20 versus August 2019. And then if I look up orders up until last night, order intake up until last night, September has provided further growth based on September 2019. Mm-hmm. So we look at it, you know, as positively as we can look at it, despite, you know, the economic and the pandemic environment that we all exist within.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm just thinking of that now. I was going to say, you know, what does the future hold for Tuple? But we should all be wary of predicting the future. We never saw the pandemic coming. But what's your thoughts, Andy, Tuple's future?
Very clearly, our macro drivers, which are expected to drive substantial growth for the group, I think all are still remain in place. That's namely the government's commitment to rolling out fibre to the premise data connectivity, the mobile networks upgrading from 4G to 5G. And the board remains optimistic about, you know, the company's future growth. And the rollout of fibre to the premise is happening. You know, I live in a very, very small Hertfordshire village. Up until 60 days ago, you know, I struggled to get 1 meg worth of broadband speed to the door. Less than 60 days ago, Openreach delivered full fibre to the premise. And I'm now enjoying 300 megs worth of download and 100 megs worth of upload. So we can see it's happening. We can see those drivers are still in place. One of the key drivers for us in this period of time is the move towards people working from home and small businesses, you know, relocating their businesses, you know, in the home environment. You know, so despite the outbreak of COVID-19 and the resultant decrease in economic activity, the conditions in which Tupor exist, in my view, are set to thrive and remain unaffected in some ways. So the outlook is positive for our sector, with more people permanently switching to working from home who need more reliable telecommunications. Working from home is a key strategy, and mobility is a key strategy for all of our products and propositions.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Andy, well, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of the progress you're making here, but not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Tupor to their watch list, please.
Number one, it's a sector that is as robust as any can be in the current economic and pandemic climate. Number two, a business that has gone through material transformation, setting itself up for growth and cash transformation. And number three, a board and an operating board that brings material sector experience in both organic and M&A growth with many, many years, experience in the telco sector.
Excellent stuff. Andy, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks for your time, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.